questions 6 through 9. Listen to a discussion between a professor and his students.
Are there any questions concerning the required reading list I just passed out?
Yes, I have one. I was wondering. I see that some of the book titles have an asterisk by them. Could you explain why?
Yes, of course. Those books are out of print. I asked the library to purchase them, but unfortunately they can't be purchased, so I've put my personal copies on reserve at the library. Since you can't take materials on reserve out of the library, you'll have to read them there. You have to go to the reserve desk on the second floor to check out anything on reserve. Okay? Anything else?
Yeah, I was wondering about the list of articles on the second page. I don't really understand the numbers.
Those are articles on microfiche. Have you ever used microfiche?
No, I haven't.
Could you see me after class and I'll explain it?
Dr. Burns, I don't know for sure, but I think that there are a lot of us that don't know about microfiche.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay. Then I guess I'd better explain. You see, microfiche materials are at the reserve desk as well. You give that number to the librarian at the reserve desk, and the person on duty will give you a small folder containing the articles on microfiche. Then you go to the microfiche room. It's directly across from the reserve desk. It's where the microfiche machines are. There are instructions beside each machine explaining how to insert the microfiche. It's really very easy.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, well, that's all for today. Please be prepared to discuss the first reading in our next class.
6. When would this discussion most likely take place? Seven. What would most likely be found at a library reserve desk? 8. What can be inferred about the articles? 9. What can be inferred about the two students?